Step into the world of power, loyalty, and luck.
I'm gonna make him an offer he can't refuse.
With family, cannolis, and spins mean everything.
Now, you wanna get mixed up in the family business.
Introducing The Godfather at ChumbaCasino.com. Test your luck in the shadowy world of The Godfather slot.
Someday, I will call upon you to do a service for me.
Play The Godfather now at ChumbaCasino.com.
Welcome to the family.
No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. 18 plus. Terms and conditions apply.
Coming up on 5-Minute News. 3 white men who lynched Ahmaud Arbery convicted of murder. Biden chooses women of color for White House budget office. And coronavirus cases spike in Europe, prompting expansion of booster shots. It's Thursday, November 25. I'm Anthony Davis. Jurors on Wednesday convicted the 3 white men charged in the death of Ahmaud Arbery, the black man who was chased and executed while running through their neighborhood, in yet another murder that has become part of the larger national reckoning on racial injustice. The jury deliberated for about 10 hours before convicting Greg McMichael, son Travis McMichael, and neighbor William Roddy Bryan, who all face minimum sentences of life in prison. It is up to the judge to decide whether that comes with or without the possibility of parole. Moments after the verdicts were announced, Arbery's father, Marcus Arbery Sr., was seen crying and hugging supporters outside the courtroom. "He didn't do nothing," the father said, "but run and dream." Ben Crump, attorney for Arbery's father, spoke outside the courthouse, saying repeatedly that the spirit of Ahmaud defeated the lynch mob. Arbery's mother, Wanda Cooper Jones, thanked the crowd gathered for the verdict and said she did not think she would see this day. "It's been a long fight, it's been a hard fight, but God is good," she said. Of her son, she said, "He will now rest in peace." The McMichaels grabbed guns and jumped in a pickup truck to pursue the 25-year-old after seeing him running outside the Georgia port city of Brunswick in February 2020. Bryan joined the pursuit in his own pickup and recorded cell phone video of Travis McMichael fatally shooting Arbery. In a statement, President Joe Biden said Arbery's killing was a devastating reminder of how much more work the country has to do in the fight for racial justice. 2 women of color are President Joe Biden's picks to lead the White House Budget Office, a milestone for the powerful agency after his first choice withdrew following criticism over her previous attacks on lawmakers from both parties. If confirmed by the Senate, Shalanda Young would become the first black woman in charge of the Office of Management and Budget, while Nanny Coloretti, a Filipino-American, would serve as Young's deputy, making Coloretti one of the highest-ranking Asian Americans in government. "Today, it is my honor to nominate 2 extraordinary history-making women to lead the Office of Management and Budget," Biden said in a video announcement released Wednesday while he spends the Thanksgiving holiday on Nantucket Island in Massachusetts. Biden turned to Young after his first nominee for budget director, Neera Tanden, came under bipartisan criticism. Conservative Democrat Senator Joe Manchin of West Virginia, who has become a pivotal vote for Biden's agenda in a chamber split 50-50, was the first to oppose Tanden's nomination, and, lacking the necessary votes, she ultimately withdrew from consideration. Meanwhile, Senator Joe Manchin could still derail an entire political movement for a generation if he withholds his vote for Biden's $1.85 trillion social and climate bill in the Senate. Debate will begin no earlier than the week of December 6, but Democrats retain a strong chance of enacting their plans for spending increases and tax cuts, making childcare, health coverage, education and housing more affordable, and slowing global warming, largely financed with higher levies on the rich and big companies. Coronavirus infections broke records in parts of Europe on Wednesday, with the continent once again the epicenter of a pandemic that has prompted new curbs on movement and seen health experts push to widen the use of booster vaccination shots. Slovakia, the Czech Republic, the Netherlands, and Hungary all reported new highs in daily infections as winter grips Europe and people gather indoors in the run-up to Christmas, providing a perfect breeding ground for COVID-19. New cases have jumped 23% in the Americas in the last week, mostly in North America, in a sign that region might also face a resurgence of infections. The disease has swept the world in the 2 years since it was first identified in central China, infecting more than 258 million people and killing 5.4 million. The European Centre for Disease Prevention and Control, the EU Public Health Agency, recommended vaccine boosters for all adults with priority for those over 40, in a major shift from its previous guidance, which suggested the extra doses should be considered for older, frail people and those with weakened immune systems. The chief of the World Health Organization acknowledged that Europe was again at the epicenter of the pandemic, warning against a false sense of security over the protection offered by vaccines. No country is out of the woods, he told reporters, adding that he hoped a consensus can be found at a World Trade Organization ministerial meeting next week for an intellectual property waiver for pandemic vaccines. Meanwhile, authorities in Russia, where daily coronavirus-related deaths are near record highs, say they were scouring social networks and media websites to find people spreading false claims about the dangers of vaccination. You can subscribe to 5-Minute News on YouTube with your preferred podcast app. Ask your smart speaker or enable 5-Minute News as your Amazon Alexa flash briefing skill. Subscribe, rate, and review online at 5minute.news. 5-Minute News is an evergreen podcast covering politics, inequality, health, and climate, delivering independent, unbiased, and essential world news daily.
Lucky Land Slots, you can get lucky just about anywhere.
Dearly beloved, we are gathered here today to... Has anyone seen the bride and groom?
Sorry, sorry, we're here. We were getting lucky in the limo and we lost track of time.
No, Lucky Land Casino, with cash prizes that add up quicker than a guest registry.
In that case, I pronounce you lucky.
Play for free at LuckyLandSlots.com. Daily bonuses are waiting. No purchase necessary. Void where prohibited by law. 18 plus. Terms and conditions apply. See website for details.